Wall Street buckled again today. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 17th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, T-Mobile is getting closer to its takeover of Sprint. You, by the way, were being truly manipulated in 2016, and the truth is coming out. Amazon is having second thoughts about you buying everything on their platform. Oil broke below $50 a barrel today. 5G, well, that's coming sooner than later, and we've got an update. Those stories, the markets, and Laura Kennard with an interesting conversation about loneliness in a sea of social media, as well as the lost art of conversation. And we've also got some networking events happening in the greater Des Moines metro. Those stories coming up next here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Monday afternoon. I'm your host, Michael Libby. The Dow lost more than 500 points today to hit its lowest level of the year. Investors believe that the potential of raising the interest rates on Wednesday will be a negative for the economy. The NASDAQ shed 156 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 54 points. Adding today's Dow losses to Friday, and the blue chips have receded by 900 points in just those 2 days. We'll have all the numbers later in the broadcast. According to two people familiar with the details, T-Mobile US has won U.S. national security approval for its takeover of Sprint, one of the regulatory conditions needed before the two wireless carriers can combine. The Committee on Foreign Investments in the United States has notified the companies that it has cleared the deal. The approval moves the number 3 and number 4 wireless providers closer to consummating their $26.5 billion tie-up in a bid to better compete against industry leaders AT&T and Verizon. Their focus now shifts to securing approval from the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department's Antitrust Division. Twitter stock tanked more than 7% today after disclosing that leaked user data was sent to IP addresses in China and Saudi Arabia. Twitter said it could not confirm whether the IPs were linked to state actors, according to its blog post. Twitter said the data released included things like country codes of phone numbers linked to accounts and whether accounts had been locked by Twitter. Full phone numbers and other personal data were not exposed, according to the company. The company also said it began working on the problem on November 15th and cleared it by the next day. It notified people whose accounts were affected and said they do not need to do anything further to secure their accounts. That was not the worst of it, though, today. The company was also called out for its role in spreading misinformation by Russian actors around the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Two independent reports commissioned by the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence were released today, revealing how a firm led by a man with close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin used platforms like Twitter to influence American voters. According to the reports, all the tech companies it reviewed failed to provide all available data on misinformation on their platforms. In other words, you were being manipulated. You know, Amazon's trade is to buy everything from soup to nuts on its platform. People buy appliances to paperclips, but there are some things Amazon would like you to stop buying online. Inside Amazon, the items are known as CRAP, short for Can't Realize a Profit. Think bottled beverages or snack foods. The products tend to be priced at $15 or less, are sold directly by Amazon, and are heavy or bulky and therefore costly to ship. Characteristics that make for thin or non-existent margins. Now, as Amazon focuses more on its bottom line, in addition to its rapid growth, it's increasingly taking aim at crap products. According to major brand executives and people familiar with the company's thinking, they're going to make some changes. In recent months, it's been eliminating unprofitable items and pressing manufacturers to change their packaging to better sell online. Here's an example for you. Bottled water from Coca-Cola. Amazon used to have a $6.99 pack of smart water as the default order on some of its dash buttons. You know, that's that small device that allows for automatic reordering in a single press. But in August, after working with Coca-Cola to change how it ships and sells water, Amazon notified Dash customers it was changing that default item to a 24-pack of water for $37.20. That raised the price per bottle to $1.55 from $1.17. And Coca-Cola will start shipping those orders directly to consumers, sparing Amazon the expense of shipping from its warehouses. Manufacturers shipping from their warehouses is something Amazon has asked more brands to do to cut down its own costs. Really? Ordering bottled water on Amazon? Really? OPEC has its work cut out to persuade the market that its cuts will stabilize oil prices. Crude oil settled below $50 a barrel in New York for the first time in more than a year, falling 2.6%, after Greenscape Inc. was said to report that inventories in the biggest American storage hub in Oklahoma are huge. A dive for U.S. equities added to the pressure on crude as investors anticipated another rate hike from the Federal Reserve that could slow the economy. Oil is on track for a third straight monthly decline despite efforts by OPEC, Russia, and other major exporters to halt the slide. By the way, oil settled at $49.43 a barrel. Well, December isn't just a time for the holidays, it's time for 5G merriment. What? In early December, Qualcomm went all in on the next generation of wireless technology that will take shape when it debuts in 2019. The maker of mobile chips, best known for the powerful processors that serve as the brains of high-profile phones like the Google Pixel 3 and Samsung Galaxy 9, held its annual Snapdragon Tech Summit in Maui the first week in December. Qualcomm used it as a showcase for 5G technology, showing off a prototype phone that can tap into next-generation networks. Partners AT&T and Verizon also pitched in, setting up live networks at the conference hotel to show off their capabilities. Beyond a big speed boost, 5G has been referred to as a fundamental tech that will supercharge areas like self-driving cars, virtual and augmented reality, and telemedicine services like remote surgery. So, what is it? What is 5G? Well, it is the next, or the fifth, generation of cellular technology, which promises to greatly enhance the speed, coverage, and responsiveness of wireless networks. So how fast are we talking? Think 10 to 100 times speedier than your typical cellular connection, and even faster than anything you can get with a physical fiber optic cable going to your house. That's fast. In optimal conditions, you'll be able to download a season's worth of Stranger Things in seconds. The 5G network is also designed to connect a far greater number of devices than a traditional cellular network. That Internet of Things that you keep hearing about, you know what that is? Well, 5G can power multiple devices around you, whether it's a dog collar or a refrigerator. 2019, friends. 2019. Stocks sank today, pushing the S&P 500 to its lowest level of the year as investors grew increasingly worried that the Federal Reserve's plan to raise interest rates could be too much for the economy and stock market to handle. The S&P 500 fell as much as 2.5% to 2530, surpassing its February low. The Dow lost more than 500 points, bringing its two-day losses to more than 900 points. Shares of Amazon and Goldman Sachs led the declines. The Dow and S&P 500, which are both in correction, are on track for their worst December performance, get this, since the Great Depression in 1931. Down 7% so far for the month. The S&P 500 is now down more than 4% for the year. The Fed is expected to hike its benchmark overnight lending rate for a fourth and final time of 2018 on Wednesday. While fears of rising interest rate and an ambitious central bank have spooked markets throughout 2018, such concerns have heightened over the past month as inflation and growth expectations have continued to recede. Recent economic data have reignited worries of economic slowdown around the globe and kept a lid on stock returns. For example, China reported industrial output and retail sales growth numbers for November that missed expectations. Meanwhile, New York manufacturers reported today that business activity is still expanding, but much slower growth than was expected in December. Home builder sentiment fell to its lowest level since May of 2015 in December as potential buyers delay purchasing new homes despite a pullback in mortgage rates in the past month. The common theme all around seems to be the word slow. At the bell, the Dow was off 507 points to close at 23,592. The NASDAQ sank by 156 points to 67.53, and the S&P 500 was off by 54 points to end the day at 25.45. Gold was up $8.90 as equities lost ground and is trading at $1,245.90 an ounce. As we just said, oil fell to $49.47 after losing $2 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 2.85%. When we come back, we'll visit with Laura Kennard from Drake University and DM Biz Mixer, talking about connectivity, loneliness in the face of social media, as well as some networking events coming your way. Stay with us on this Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for being here.